I mentioned a few moments ago that some research out at the moment suggesting that a lot of increased screen time for kids, whether it's on the smartphone, whether it's on tablets or TV, it's showing that they're starting to develop autistic-like traits, and this is on the increase. To talk to us about it from the Sunshine Coast University, the psychology lecturer there, is Rachel Sharman. Good morning, Rachel. Firstly, some of the traits that we're seeing en masse now from this research. Can you take us through that, please?
Yeah, sure. So this is this started out in Europe, some of this research, and it started out with psychologists and psychiatrists kind of noticing that kids were presenting to them with what appeared to be autism. I mean, that's what they were actually sort of diagnosed with initially. And then when they sort of started to get them off screens and, you know, get them back outside and playing with normal people and having real friendships, you know, all of a sudden these symptoms disappeared. So it's still creating some issues over there and I dare say here as well. And now we're starting to actually see some people doing some research, our own group included. We looked at time spent on Facebook and the ability to recognise emotions, which is a very autistic trait, that inability to recognise what another person is thinking or feeling. And indeed, we found that the younger generation who grew up on Facebook and spent a lot of time on it had really, really poor emotion recognition symptoms, really bad abilities, sorry.
So what do you think is the link there, Rachel, between spending more time on screens and not being able to read people emotionally? Is it just the fact that people aren't getting enough one-on-one time?
That's exactly it. And look, I think all the neuroscientists and psychologists are in agreement. In fact, funnily enough, I had one email me from Romania when he saw this research published over here. So there you go, Romanians are paying attention to Australian research, aren't you? But look, we're all agreed that really, emotion recognition, social skills, you're not born with these. You need to learn them. And of course, in order to learn them, you need to actually be exposed. So the more people you're exposed to, the more social connections you have, the more experience you have working with people face-to-face, talking to people, of course you'll learn all those wonderful skills. And if you're sitting in front of a 2D screen, I mean, we specifically looked at Facebook, but it doesn't really matter. You're quite right, smartphones, anything like that. If you're sat in front of that 2D screen all day, you're not getting that exposure, therefore you're not learning.
It's funny you talk about all this, Rachel. I was actually out to dinner yesterday and we were with some friends. We were noticing a couple that was sitting across from us and they basically spent half of the night there just in zombie-like mode looking at their phones all night, and I think I kind of get where you're going with this, but the research from some experts even suggests that a lot of excessive screen time, even capable of altering developing brains. So back to the kids again, this is not where we want their brains to be, off on this tangent, is it?
Yeah, absolutely, and look, that is the scary part. I think parents in particular need to understand that the human brain wires itself according to the environment in which it finds itself. So we're actually born with far too many neurons. By about the age of 2 is the most number of neurons you'll ever have. It's a massive explosion. And then those neurons start to prune themselves according to what they're being exposed to. So the neurons that aren't being used will prune off and wither and die away. So if you're not using specific skills, you may actually lose the ability to ever acquire that again because of the neurons you need are just dead and gone. So the brain is literally wiring itself to that environment. So if they're stuck on those phones and they're not getting that social skill exposure, they may never be able to pick it up later on in life.
As the old saying goes, Rachel, use it or lose it.
Absolutely.
Because here for most of us in the country, we've got a long weekend coming up. I think this might be a great chance to get the kids out, get some fresh air and interacting with some real-life people. What do you think?
Please, yes, that would be great.
We'll do what we can, Rachel. Thanks so much for sharing a bit of your time this morning with us.
No problem at all.
There she is. What a great laugh, too. From the Sunshine Coast University psychology lecturer, Rachel Sharman, talk about that overexposure to screen time for kids. 2NURFM, 24 past 9.